Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
Hey, this is Chris Angel, and you're listening to a man who knows more about me than I do, the ultimate mind freak, Justin Robert Young.
This is the iTricks.com Chris Angel Watch Podcast for the week ending June 15th, 2008. I'm Justin Robert Young. All right, loyals, now don't rush over there all at once, but Cirque du Soleil is offering you the following in a new contest entitled See It to Believe It. You can win a trip for two to see Believe and meet Chris Angel, but wait, there's more. Round-trip economy airfare for two. Two premium seats to the gala premiere of Believe on September 12th, 2008. Two nights in the Pyramid Spa Suite at the Luxor. The opportunity to meet Chris Angel in person. Access to the private premiere after party. And $500 U.S. spending cash. You can find the offer at the newly redesigned Believe page on Cirque's main site. Of course, that is CirqueDuSoleil.com. To which they've also added the creepy music that's playing below me right now. Interesting. Vegas loyals might have another chance to get an autograph and meet Chris, or will they? Robin Leach reported that Angel would attend the Women in Boxes screening at the CineVegas Film Festival. The documentary is about the history of women in magic. However, we were contacted by the film's co-director, and he said that Chris may be out of the country for the screening this Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Bummer. But definitely in attendance will be Teller from Penn & Teller, Siegfried from Siegfried & Roy, and possibly Lance Burton. A few of you might have wondered why Chris was walking around with a black eye lately, and according to Norm Clark's column this week, we now know why. Angel was filming a video for his Believe show when he was caught between a Brahmin bull and its holding gate. Angel's publicist Steve Flynn had this comment: "The bull won the battle, but Chris won the war." But enough about this bull. Let's get on to what really matters. Some feedback from our listeners. Krista writes, "Hey, Justin, guess what? This Monday, June 9th, is my birthday, and I got a hint that my sister bought me tickets to the Chris Angel Believe show and also signed me up for the Ultimate Loyal Freak. Yeah! Woohoo! OMG, OMG, OMG 2! I'm so happy I'm turning 13! I'm so happy I love Chris Angel so much, and you too, Justin." Thank you very much, Krista. Next up is Ela Rock, the Winnipeg Wonder. "Hey, Justin, I'm back. Haven't been on the site often because I've been in the weeds. No, really, weeding my gardens. I haven't checked in, but I heard your podcast, and yes, I figured 2009 was about right for the release of Mandrake. My garden's looking better, and the pesky weeds and the grass next. Yard work is never done, but I do like it. Thanks for keeping us posted, Justin. Hope all is well with you, and all is well with Chris and his family. Loyal always. The Winnipeg Wonder, Ela Rock." Jody wrote this in: "I was just wondering what happened to Chris's glass-enclosed production office at the Luxor. I was there a couple of weeks ago, and it's gone. I realize that they may not need it at the moment, since season 4 is wrapped and production doesn't start on season 5 until September or so, but I was wondering if it'll be back. Currently, the Luxor has a non-Chris Angel-related store in that space. Maybe Chris and his staff got tired of working in a fishbowl. I know I would. Regards, Jody." Smiley Sherry has grinned her way onto this week's podcast. "Hola, Justin. It's been a while since I've given feedback, so I thought I'd redeem myself. One thing I was thinking yesterday. Have you ever had bloopers on the podcast? If you have, I'm sure a lot of other people besides myself would like to hear them. Ha ha. Smiley Sherry." And then there's a bunch of just a pack, a herd, a gaggle of smiley faces afterward. "Well, you know, Sherry, a professional broadcaster like myself really doesn't have a whole lot of... that voice just sounds ridiculous. Why would I use that voice? That's so stupid. All right, compose yourself, compose yourself. Just move on to the next email. Attention, everybody. We have a loyal headed to Deutschland. Hey, Justin, this is Loyal Christina. I've written before, but my emails never get read. Hint, hint. Anyway, I'm going to be a foreign exchange student in Germany, and I will tell everybody there about Chris. They don't have A&E in Germany, so I'll have to buy my episodes of Chris Angel on iTunes. Well, probably would have bought them anyway. LOL. Keep up the wonderful work, Justin. Really, this podcast makes my day. Over and out, Loyal Christina. If you'd like to hear your question or comment on this podcast, email show@itricks.com. Well, they gotta start running Mind Freak episodes at some point, but A&E's not gonna put any on this week. Boo to that. So, when you are in need of a Mind Freak fix, episodes will always be available for download on the iTunes Store as well as the Xbox Live Marketplace. And we got a few emails this week that said that they are on the on-demand feature for A&E on Comcast cable networks. But for up-to-the-minute Chris Angel news, subscribe to our dedicated RSS feed. And if you have a question or comment, please email show@itricks.com. You can also leave us a voice message by clicking on the Talk to Us icon on the right sidebar of the main iTrix page. Also, for discussion of all the week's magic news, including Chris Angel, make sure you add the iTrix Magic Week in Review to your iTunes subscriptions. For the iTrix.com Chris Angel Watch Podcast, I'm Justin Robert Young.
Thanks to all you, the loyal, for listening to Justin Robert Young, the ultimate mind freak. If you want more info on me, you know where to go, chrisangel.com. Thanks. Ciao.
iTricks.com.